front page headlined over the weekend. It's about time that he recognized this. Gableman, the so-called investigator of the 2020 elections at our expense, no longer says that the election of 2020 should be decertified. He finally came out and said it. Robin Voss confirmed it, that he told it to the Republicans. But he's still getting paid. He's still getting paid. This thing was a fake right from the start. That election was recounted several times. And then Trump paid for a special recount of only three counties, Dane, Milwaukee, and Brown County, Green Bay. Because that's where he looked on, that's where he thought the Democratic votes were. And as a result of that special recount, they added a couple of hundred votes to Biden's total. They'd undercounted Biden. Biden beat Trump by more than 20,000 votes statewide. And it was Trump who started out by lying and saying that there was fraud. And then he scared Voss and the Republican leadership into hiring Gableman to go out and look for it at our expense. At our expense. The budget of $676,000. Gableman got 11 grand a month. He's been in the public trough. He's had all 4 feet and a snout in the public trough for a long time. And his staff, 20 grand a month. Was the budget, $20,500 a month, actually. 31 grand a month, $31,500, actually, out of our state tax dollars, out of your state tax dollars, out of my state tax dollars, all to chase a fake rabbit, all to chase a rabbit that wasn't there. Now, Gableman has conceded that the rabbit is not there. He reported back to the Republicans that they should not, cannot decertify the 2020 election. So I first read that and I go, well, that's great. Now we'll save $5,500 a month. They chopped them down to one half while he suspended his investigation. But I was wrong. No. They didn't suspend it. They're keeping paying him indefinitely. There's no termination to this contract. It keeps going on. What you've got to understand is that this investigation, just by paying Gableman, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't have to show up in an office. He doesn't have to do anything. He can sleep in, have some coffee, sit and watch the sun come up, sit and look out at his yard, enjoy himself, and collect $5,500 a month. How would you like that? That's quite a bit of money. That's 60 grand, 66 grand a year. Kind of nice. Pay some bills, pay quite a few bills, pay for the groceries and the rent and a lot of other things. At our expense, why are we tolerating this? Why is anybody not looking at this and saying this is fraud? This is theft. This is corrupt. Why not? You know, remember Carl Sandburg's, and I'll say this again, Carl Sandburg's great poem, "The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Authoritarianism and corruption creep in on little cat's feet." Slowly they come, inch by inch, step by step, one little thing at a time. You first have voting restrictions, then you have crooked investigations, then you have crooked statements that there was fraud, and it spreads out over society. And you know, people who are complicit are not just Gableman and Voss and Trump, but everybody who sits around at a fish fry, everybody's hunting, everybody, frankly, is playing cards, hanging out with their buddies, and they go, well, yeah, there was something wrong with the election, but, you know, we'll have to clean it up next time, without saying what it is. spreading that lie, that's spreading a cancer. Because here is what they claim was the fraud. And listen carefully. So the next time some idiot goes, that you know, goes, yeah, there was probably fraud, there was fraud, but, you know, we got to clean it up. Here's what it is. First of all, in Racine, Wisconsin, there was an old age home. And the law says that the Wisconsin Election Commission should send somebody to hand them their ballots personally and try a couple of times. And then if they can't, they can mail them. So they send somebody, the guy shows up at the old age home, and they go, you can't come in. You know, we have husbands who are in here because of COVID now. This is early on, right? 2020, before vaccine. And in those days, you didn't even know if it was spread by air or by surface. So I don't know if you remember, some people bought their groceries by calling the grocery store and have them delivered or stuck in their trunk of their car. And then they'd put their groceries in the garage, the cans, for 3 days to, quote, kill the germs. There were no germs. So people didn't know, you know, and some people said masks were bad because they might concentrate it and all this. People didn't know. So the guy shows up. They go, well, no, you can't come in. A wife can't come in to see her husband. Parents can't see their kids. There are plenty of them where these old grandparents are in there and the granddaughters or the daughter is holding up a little baby and they kiss it through the window. Remember those kind of things? It was very touching. So you go, okay, well, we can't give them to him personally. So, we tried, but it was COVID, so we are going to mail them, which was permitted. The Republicans complained. They didn't want many people voting. The Wisconsin Election Commission unanimously, all six of them, three Democrats, three Republicans, said, no, that was cool, that was okay. They authorized it, all six of them. Then it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Supreme Court held, that was exactly right. That's what you should do. You can't just not send them ballots. Then they complain that you wouldn't let them vote. Okay? So in any event, that is fraud end quote number one, which was the decision of the Wisconsin Election Commission and approved by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which, as you know, is 4-3 Republican. The second fraud they claim is drop boxes. They claim that makes it too easy. I mean, I've used drop boxes, vote absentee sometimes. It's right there by the municipal building. It's bolted down and you slip it in there. It has a camera and has people all over the place. They have near police stations. That's what they do. There's not a single claim that there's anything wrong with that. The Republicans don't want it because it helps people vote. So therefore, they claim fraud. Whenever it's helping people vote, they claim fraud. Those are the two reasons that they say there's fraud. So next time some loudmouth is sitting around in a restaurant or a card game or whatever you're fishing, whatever you do, and he goes, oh, there's probably fraud, tell him, no, there wasn't. And even saying that buys into fascism, buys into the little creep of cat's feet of authoritarianism. And it just, it corrupts our system. It absolutely corrupts our system. Gableman is an example of that. Even hiring him, paying his salary out of tax dollars is kneeling to Trump. Because now Trump can't say Voss and the leadership are not doing anything. They're paying Gableman. But they're paying him out of our tax dollars. How about saying to Voss, and to Trump, get the hell out of here. You're not sticking your claws into our tax dollars. We're not permitting that. That is corrupt. Gableman should be fired immediately. If the Republican Party wants to conduct an investigation, they should pay for it, the Republican Party. They get a lot of money from big donors, a lot more than the Democratic Party. They get them from this Elon fellow down in Illinois. They get them from Diane Hendricks in Beloit. I mean, these are folks who will give $3 million to a Senate candidate, swamp everybody right away. It's coming by in a big speedboat and swamping people in a canoe. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. 676 grand for them is chump change. It's a small, it's change they keep in their car for parking meters. They don't care. Folks don't care. But they're sticking it to the taxpayer. This is the start of authoritarianism. Anytime they lose an election, they'll claim fraud. Then at your expense, they will hire somebody like Gableman to sniff around. Remember, he has a motion pending to put the mayor of Green Bay and Madison in jail. In jail. Allegedly for disobeying what? Gableman's subpoena? Oh, really? And they came back and they said, actually, we said we will comply with the subpoena if you will interrogate us in public in front of the legislative committee that is the sole authority to issue these subpoenas. You've seen this on TV. You've seen it with the January 6th commission. You saw the impeachments. This stuff wasn't done in secret. They're there in front of God and everybody. They swear the witness in. People ask them questions. You can make up your own mind. You might disagree with the committee. You might agree with the committee. So what? That's what the law in Wisconsin says. The assembly committee that authorized this, that Voss forced to authorize it, they sit in Madison. It's in public. There are TV cameras permitted in the Capitol. You should interrogate the mayor of Madison, the mayor of Green Bay, in public. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. In public. Transparent. And then you can see, in my view, how crazy the questions are and how well the mayors of Green Bay and Madison stand up to it. You might disagree with me. That's cool. I mean, I have people calling to the show that disagree with me. That's cool, too. But the point is, Gableman wants them to go to jail if they don't come to a secret location in Brookfield that has the door locked and nobody can come in and he can sweat them and do whatever he wants. And he's the guy that controls the transcript. No, no, no. No, 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 no. I want the newspapers there to control the transcript. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.